Okay, a boy, a dog, and a frog. One day, Jeremy and Jack were going for a walk because his mother said that he had to get out more often. So he was just looking around, looking at the trees and the bushes, and then he saw a frog, and he got really excited because he really wanted a frog. And he was running, and then he tripped on a tree trunk and splashed into the water right next to the frog. The frog wasn't very happy because it didn't like all this commotion. And then Jeremy said, thought, "I want to be really sneaky, so I'm going to put this bucket on my head and try to catch the frog, and it won't suspect anything." And then he tried to catch the frog, but it didn't work. And the frog just sat smiling over on a tree branch. And then Jeremy wasn't very happy at his dog for some reason, and he just started yelling at his dog. And then the frog saw this and thought, "What is he doing?" And then they were sn and then Jeremy and his dog Jack were sneaking up on the frog and tried to catch him, except instead Jeremy just caught his dog instead of the frog. Jeremy wasn't very happy at his dog, and then the frog's like, "Well, jeez, why is he trying to catch me?" And Jeremy just kept yelling at his dog and yelling at the frog. And frog felt bad. Then Jeremy and his dog Jack just walked home. And frog felt very sad. Jeremy's dog are still walking home. And his dog feels ashamed. And Jeremy's really angry. And then Frog just thought that he was very sad in the woods. And then he followed the boy's footsteps into his house. And the boy was taking a bath because he got very messy with his dog. And the frog saw this and thought that looks like fun. And then Jeremy saw him, and so did Jack. And the frog hopped into the tub, and then they both had a wonderful time. The end.
All right, great story. Very cool.